Hi, welcome to the podcast, Rohit.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Certainly, definitely nice speaking to you. So let's just get started by giving the listeners a little bit of a background about Vistacredit and how you come to start Vistacredit.
Yeah, so Vistacredit as a company, me and my brother, we started it in 2008, and the vision was to set up an online lending platform for small and mid-sized businesses and the ability to, you know, help them get access to credit, but not only that, but also help them to, you know, get better and smarter with their businesses. And one of the ideas was that, you know, the ability to go in and, you know, get access to other tools through which they can manage their cash flow, they could manage their business better. Mm-hmm. So over the years, I think, you know, we have done that pretty successfully, both in terms of, you know, giving them money, but also helping, you know, large number of small businesses to get smarter and better in also, you know, managing and actually growing their business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. So how would you describe your borrowers? So what's your typical customer? You know, what kind of size and what kind of capital requirements would you say?
So over the years, I think one of the big changes we have seen in the online space is that, you know, earlier the borrowers who used to come online were mostly, you know, very desperate people who are not getting money from anywhere. And now most of the borrowers who come online are the people who are actually, you know, first they want to go online and check, you know, what their options are. A typical borrower of ours, you know, is like 6-7 years in business, you know, 3 million plus in revenue, you know, 690 plus in their credit scores. So pretty well-established businesses, you know, looking for access to credit, looking for a better customer experience than what they get at banks, and looking to get money at a faster pace and less of a suspense. So mm-hmm. we see that every single day, you know.
Yes. And you know, that last point, would you say that's your biggest difference from a bank? What would you say your biggest difference from a bank is for a borrower looking to get?
I would say the big difference are twofold. One is, you know, less paperwork because we have digitized most of the stuff. And mm-hmm. the second is, you know, the ability to, you know, tell upfront the people what kind of money they will get, at what terms and what rates and everything else. So I think those are the two big differences that we have compared to a bank, you know, which traditionally takes a very long time. And also, you know, there is very little, you know, I would say transparency or very little visibility for the business owners when they're applying to banks, whether they will get the money or not. And even if they get, how much they will get and what kind of terms it will look like.
You know? All right. Yeah. And certainly sounds like borrowers get a lot more certainty and transparency when they work with you.
Yes, that I think a lot of borrowers really like, you know.
So over the years, you know, what would be the most, this might be a strange question, what's the most interesting business that you funded?
I think that's a difficult question, you know, to answer, but I think some businesses just stand out. You know, we funded a woman entrepreneur business here in New York, and she used to, you know, just started out making macaroni and cheese and, you know, different kind of macaroni and cheese. And, you know, we funded her first, you know, store in Manhattan, and then, you know, we put her, you know, online in terms of, you know, like we got a testimonial of hers, and then, you know, and then she has opened up 3 more stores now here in Manhattan, you know, where she sells macaroni and cheese, you know. So something which is not a, you know, something that one never thought that, you know, you can even make a business out of your passion to cook macaroni and cheese. So I think that as a business is a very interesting business that we have funded, that has become a good local brand now, and, you know, and now she's expanding even more, you know.
Well, and that's something particularly exciting about lending and the type of lending you do. You definitely help your borrowers expand their business and provide capital when they really need it.
Yes, exactly. And I think the other key thing here is that we can see these businesses growing over time, and expanding and creating more jobs and people getting smarter at how they manage their businesses. So I think that's very fulfilling.
Yes. Yes. Maybe switching subjects on the investor side. So, you know, as you mentioned, Vista Credit operates as a marketplace. So, you know, how do you work with the borrower? How do you work with the investors? And, you know, do you see their role evolving over time from the early days to now, maybe in the future?
Yeah. So, you know, when we started in the early days, most of the investors were, you know, hedge funds or, you know, people who are looking very high return from this business. And they were also trying to, you know, set up their funds. They were small, you know, funds. But over the years, we have seen that has grown quite a bit. We have seen now, you know, other players starting to come in, including banks, including, you know, some large non-banks financial institutions. You know, we have seen, you know, a lot of the work being now, you know, like the next phase we see is where like even pension funds and insurance companies are looking to, you know, get into this space. So I think there's more interest from mainstream players in this space. We are starting to see, you know, in 2016, we saw, you know, more shakeup, you know, in the industry, more consolidation, which I think has been better for the overall industry. And also we have seen customers have matured more. You know, customers like to now, you know, shop around on their own online, you know, for access to credit. They are going less through brokers or the ISO channel. So I think the customers have become more educated, more informed, as well as the lenders have become, I would say, the people who have survived. You know, they have grown and they have, you know, and I think technology is playing a bigger and bigger role now. Scorecards, technology, everything else, you know, in their processes, you know.
Yes, and that's certainly interesting. So we've seen, especially on the consumer lending side, a lot has changed, and certainly with Goldman Sachs entering the lending direct lending market for consumer, obviously a ton has changed. You did talk a little bit about how things have maybe consolidated a little bit on the small business side. You know, what would you say were the biggest changes in the past few years in your segment?
I would say some of the alternative lenders have just gone out of the business, and I would say some of the new players which were coming into the market, like Bond Street and all that, you know, they couldn't survive. I think the other thing we are seeing now is that, you know, the aggregators in the small business space or the lead generators are not are having a tough time, you know, because most of the customers now directly want to go to the lenders, you know, or you cannot just be a lead aggregator or a lead generator anymore. You have to provide a value-add service more than that, both to the customer as well as to the lenders. So I think those things are evolving over time. We are seeing more automation. We are seeing more, I would say consolidation and also, you know, products getting better. And I think the initial exuberance which was there in the market and everybody was trying to lend a lot more money and trying to just pump up volumes, I think while that has gone away, there seems to be a lot more now stability in the industry. And, you know, and I would say there is also, you know, more openness among banks also now to partner with the fintech players. And also, you know, even, you know, like some of the lenders have been thinking of providing online access to credit for small businesses. It's still early days, but that has also started happening now, you know?
Yes. And I think those are healthy changes that you see in the market that's maturing.
So these are healthy changes. Market is maturing. Market is getting consolidation, market is getting, I would say, smarter in the way they do things now. So I think those are the things that are, making it better.
One of the things that we hear from investors looking to invest in this asset class is, you know, I guess the possibility of recession still, you know, looms in the horizon. What would you say, how would small business lending fare during a recession?
I would say small business lending right now is doing very well. If you look at the SBA data also, so SBA loss rates are below 1% right now, you know, which is historically, they have never been as low as this, as they are right now. You know, small business portfolios are performing pretty well. And I think this is the first tax cut in the history of America, you know, where 80 or 90% of the benefit is going to go to small businesses or businesses, you know, because of the way the tax cuts have been structured. We see a lot of optimism coming back into the market, both from business owners as well as, you know, we are seeing an increased interest from, you know, investors, because I think they are still chasing yield. And a lot of, you know, people, you know, who are out there, you know, who are looking to, you know, invest in small businesses, you know, I think people who had thought about, you know, doing it earlier and didn't do it in 16 or 17 because of the turbulence in the industry, you know, they're coming back, you know, they're getting better, you know, at that they're getting more sophisticated. And I think the other big thing which is also happening is that, you know, as I said, there's more mainstream players starting to come into the space from an investment perspective also, which wasn't the case earlier. So I think that's happening. And then I think as technology and scorecards get better, you know, that's happening. In terms of recession, you know, I think people are not that worried right now, because you know, unlike consumer or auto, you know, in small business there is not a credit overhang right now. So yes. and the tax cuts are a big you know, they're going to give a big benefit to the to the business in terms of operating margins and everything else. So I think from that perspective, you know, the small business owners are pretty healthy right now, you know, and the small businesses are in a very healthy state.
Yes. And that's a very good point about tax cut. Do you see any, you know, besides the immediate tax cut on the corporate side, do you see any other changes on the tax or regulation side that's going to change this business?
Yeah, so I think the other thing on the regulation side is obviously with Trump administration coming in, the regulation has gone down. I think the overall overhang about, you know, CFPB doing something in small business lending from a regulatory aspect has gone away, you know, totally. Mm-hmm. Because that was a big worry for small business lenders, you know, in the alternative space. So that has totally gone away. And yes. I think the other thing which has totally now, you know, it looks good is that, okay, you know, the businesses are going to increase their profitability. They're going to, you know, we already are seeing it, you know, they want to invest more money to expand their businesses. You know, we are also starting to see more people buying commercial real estate, you know, in the business space for, you know, people who are occupying those spaces, they want to buy it, because from a tax perspective, again, you get a big tax benefit on that. So I think in that sense, you know, things look positive right now. And I think compared to where we were in 14, 15, 16, you know, things look a lot better today from a regulatory aspect as well as from a business. So I think in short term to midterm perspective is pretty healthy. And the key thing is that, yeah, the next recession is going to come sometime, because it has been a long time.
Yes.
You know, that there has been no recession, but I think the next recession is going to be a different one. So it's not going to be credit-led recession. So if it is not going to be a credit-led recession, then actually companies which have tight risk policies and tight collection policies will actually be able to, you know, will be able to even gain more market share.
Yes. I think all of those are forces that we can expect to shape small business lending. Are there products that you are working? Are there changes in your product set that you're thinking about in light of, you know, healthier borrowers and healthier small business climate?
Yeah, so we launched a commercial real estate lending product last year that has done very well. We are expanding that more. You know, we are you know, looking at you know, even on our working capital products, we are looking to add more variants of those products, you know, I would say those are the products we are still looking to do more and more. And I would say commercial real estate is actually, as a product, bridge loan product and all that, is doing pretty well. And that's going to even, you know, I would say the demand for that is going to go up even further.
Yes. Yeah. And those definitely sound like very exciting products to expand on.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, this is a crowded market. So, you know, before I let you go, can you talk a little bit and tell our listeners on what you're working on and to stay to stay ahead of competition, given the state of small business lending?
Yeah, so one of the things, we are investing a lot of money in our technology. We are investing a lot of money in AI, ML, you know, because we have built some great data sets. We have very low loss rates in the industry today. You know, I would say the lowest in the industry. So we are, you know, building on top of it. We are, you know, creating more predictive analytics tools. You know, we are saying that, you know, how we can use AI, ML, both for better customer onboarding experience as well as for, you know, better risk analytics, risk predictability, build better pricing engines, and also, you know, able to predict the customer needs better. And the other thing that we are working more and more is that, you know, how we make our funnels better, online funnels better, because I think the day and age is coming when more and more people will just want to, you know, tap a phone or talk on the phone and would like to fill out applications. They won't. I think the day and age when people are still typing in their information and all that is going to go away very soon, actually. So I think we are reaching that stage, you know, in next year to year and a half, where it will be, you know, people will be tapping on their phone or just talking on their phone, and they want everything to be, you know, done, you know, through visual or through verbal instructions, you know, more and more. So I think that is coming. So how do we plan for that? How do we make our platform more compatible to those things? And then also how at the back end we create better scorecards, better risk engines to, you know, to lend money in a smarter way and also, you know, be more precise, actually.
Yes. Well, Rohit, you know, congratulations on the growth of Vista Credit last couple of years. It's definitely been pretty amazing to see. And, you know, I personally look forward to seeing more growth coming from you guys. So thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you.
And come on our show.
Thank you.